Welcome back to Before You Sleep, where we talk about anime, manga, webtoon, and other awesome stories. My name is Manuela, and today, let's have an idol anime talk. Actually, I'm gonna be talking about Idolish 7. Yay! But I do mention Love Live! Is Cool Idol Project for reference, you'll see. So remember that these reviews have some spoilers, but if you do not want spoilers, you can see similar content on my YouTube channel Before You Sleep. Now, ready? Here we go! So, this story is about idols, and just in case I'm gonna tell you what that is like in Japan and in Korea and probably China, even though if you watch this anime you probably would know. And I don't know, like, I just know it's in some part of Asia, I don't know in what countries exactly, but I know for sure Japan and Korea, and they have like this idol culture. So, of course, here I will be talking referring to Japan, but the basics apply to some other countries as well. So, most of the time it is a group, but it can actually be like a couple or I guess duet, can be also a solo. The thing is that it is an entertainer, like they also sing, but they also know how to dance, and they entertain the public like a lot. Like in contrast with Western singers, I feel they entertain the public way more and in more like different ways. They have a lot of conversations, a lot of jokes, a lot of acting, like little actings as jokes, like cute acting, sexy acting, and things like that. And then so they treat like their fans in different ways. And they also show up a lot in a lot of variety shows, and some of them act in dramas or movies, and they have these like big fanzine events and things like that. So people or their fans tend to look up to them almost as perfect figures, kind of. So this is basically how the culture works, and so this anime is basically a little bit about that. So now, about our today topic, I actually love this story. I have seen other idol animes, not that many, but maybe one or two, like Love Live! Is Cool Idol Project, which I really loved, like every season, season 1, season 2, and the movie as well. But this year, I watched Idolish 7 and was not sure if I was gonna like it or not. But anyways, I was looking for something nice and fun and kind of friendly to watch with music in it, and so I watched this, and at first I have to say I was like, what am I watching? Especially like with the opening and the dancing, I felt like, I don't know, like a little bit weird watching it. But like I just stay around and whoa, it's so good, like so good. I ended up loving it so much. Like the story got to me so much and it's so good. And I also love the songs and the characters and the style and just like everything. So in contrast with Love Life! Is Cool Idol Project, Idolish 7 is about guys, not about girls. And also it's not centered in school life. Like, if you have watched Love Live! A School Idol Project, you will know that is an anime also based in a game, but it's about girls that are school idols. So they are in school and then trying to save it. So everything is around their school life as well. And they became idols and then they stop when they graduate from school. But here is about idols, even though like two of them are going to school, it's not really about that. It's more about their idol life. So you get to see their life like in the dormitories, training, how they keep up with rumors, like how they do concerts, all the publicity they have to do, about the songwriting, about singing, and their relations with other idols and the competitions and things like that. And well, this story is based on a story type of video game. The story already starts with seven guys that are already in a company and they are the members of the new idol group. So because this is based on an automa type of game, which means that it's made for girls, kind of. So the story is full of handsome guys that care for the protagonist, who would be the player of the game. But in this case, they created this female protagonist that is the manager of the group. And so this female manager arrives at the company, and she actually doesn't know how to be a manager, but she's the daughter of the boss of the company, and so she's in charge of managing this new idol group. So from the first chapter, every character kind of marks its own personality, and each of them have a secret or a like trouble about their life. But we actually know nothing about them. They just start giving like little clues, and from this point on we are gonna discover all about each one of them, and we are gonna learn more about other groups that are gonna be appearing and are super important. Even though the story is centered in Idolish 7, the others are just as important, like Trigger and Rivale and other groups that will come later with more characters. So this story is full of comedy, but also have a lot of serious issues going on. Some characters have more complex issues than others, and every character starts relating to the other. So we end up having like a lot of important characters that create kind of a big spider web that connects between each one of them. And another thing that I really, really love about this story is, of course, the songs of every group, especially Trigger. But all of them are great, and we get also different styles, like more the inspiring, dreaming style, more the dark, sexy type of powerful type, and the more kind of serious and colorful and mysterious type. And so on, so on, so on. And well, so even though every character is important, of course we have some of them being more protagonic than others, but every one of them gets their own tiny story inside this general story. And so let me tell you a little bit about them. First of all, we have a character that has not been physically present, which is Zero, and he's like this legendary idol. He was like the best idol ever, but at some point he disappeared, and nobody knows where he is. And so every idol now in the present is trying to be as good as him or to surpass him. And now, about the other characters who are actually physically present in the story, of course we have our female protagonist, who is the manager, and she's like this super cute type of girl called Tsumugi. But even though she's really cute and really sweet, she's also like a really determined person and is really expressive as well, and really like obstinate about getting what she wants. So is really great, is one of the things that I like about this female protagonist. And now talking about our principal group, which is Idolish 7, of course is form of 7 members. The first one, and being probably the most protagonic character, is gonna be Riku, who is the center, and he has like this great sweet voice, that's why he is the center. But he actually has some health issues, kind of like asthma or something like that, and he's trying to find out why his brother abandoned him. We also have Iori and Mitsuki, who are brothers. So Iori is the little brother, and he's kind of a perfectionist, even though sometimes he can be like a control freak, so he actually helps managing the group as well. And he joined the group actually is to help his elder brother get into the group, because his older brother is kind of just good enough, I guess. He's not an excellent dancer and he's not an excellent singer, but he really wants to become an idol. So he's accepted actually because he's really energetic. But later we will discover that he's actually a really good entertainer. And on the other hand, we also have Tamaki, who behaves as a little rebellious kid. He's really honest and good-hearted, but he has this like a strong character. He's actually kind of passionate about everything he does, and actually he joined the group to look for his sister. And then we have Sogo, who's gonna spend a lot of time with Tamaki because they make like a great combination for singing and dancing together. And so Sogo is really shy and he tries to please everyone, but he's actually really scary when he gets mad. And it's really funny for the viewers, I guess. So he's kind of rejected by his father, who doesn't approve on him becoming an idol, and that's why he joined kind of this idol group. And then we have Nagi, who is supposed to be from a Western North European country in the story, so he's this blonde guy with blue eyes that speaks funny, and he loves anime as well, so it's really so much fun and he's super silly, but he's also super intelligent and super serious with things that matter, especially related to the songs, since he used to know the songwriter. And they kind of give us this clue that he might be a prince, which I think he kind of is, but I think we are not sure about it yet. And at last we have Yamato, who is the leader of the group, and he's like serious and tries to act funny, and he's kind of on the lazy side, but he actually puts in effort when he have to. And he actually is always saying that he joined the group for revenge, but then he changes the topic, but apparently it is really because of revenge, because he is kind of an illegitimate child or something like that. And well, we'll see about it in the story. And then we have the characters of this super important group that is called Trigger, which is actually my favorite. And so we have Ten, Gaku, and Ryu. So Ten is the center of Trigger and he is Riku's twin brother. So we're gonna discover that Ten actually didn't abandon Riku, but actually saved him when they were kids. But that thing gets deeper in the story, and I think right now it's just in the story of the video game, but it's just so good. And so Ten is like this kind of unfriendly type of person, especially toward his members. He's like really intellectual and arrogant, but actually on the inside he's really sweet. He really worries about other people, and on the stage he's like the sweetest angel ever. He loves entertaining his fans, and so he's like the real professional thing. And we get the other two members, which are Gaku and Ryu. So Gaku is like really straightforward and he's super kind and always defends his friends and what he thinks is the right thing to do. But on stage he's actually kind of cold and mysterious. And then we have Ryu, who is actually super super kind and insecure, but on stage he's like the sexiest idol. And lastly we have our other group presented in the anime, which is Rivale, who is made of two characters, one of them being Momo, which is super fun and sweet, and then we have Yuki, who is really calm and is connected to Yamato. I don't know if they are kind of like brothers or something like that, that's what it seems. I'm not gonna tell you that much because that actually appears in the story on the video game, but in the anime is not out yet. And so, I will stop about the characters here, because basically this is where the anime got to. And of course, in the game, the story is way more advanced and is just so complicated and entertaining to watch or read. And well, we get all type of issues, like as you may have seen, family issues, friends issues, rumors issues, and way more issues in this story. Like later on there's gonna be this other group come in and basically create a lot of troubles for everybody, but it's gonna be okay. And we get closer to what happened to Zero, the legendary idol, and we also get deeper into that character and other characters related to him. So this story is based on a Japanese video game, which is a rhythm game created by Bandai Namco Online. And on the animation, we have a complete season 1 and a season 2 that is on a standby, but I think it's gonna continue in October, and is made by Studio Troika. And so we have like also some special episodes that are from the manga and are in YouTube. And of course, the songs are on Spotify, on YouTube as well. There are also some videos on YouTube, and everything is so good and well done. like every material for this story is really great. I love the animation, it's so well done. And I love the character design, I love the format, like the colors, because every character have like a representative color, you know, red, orange, white, pink, silver, and things like that. And we also get a mascot, yay! Which is like a really funny bunny that is really cute. And so this is everything for today, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode a lot and look forward for the next one. Thank you so much for listening and talk to you later. Bye bye.